I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed his military on high alert today and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. Tensions come amid ongoing annual U.S. and South Korean military exercises, which North Korea condemns as preparations for war. Ceremonies were held today at the Bangkok Shrine hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at tourist sites and other areas across the Thai capital city, though investigators appear to have made few solid leads into who conducted the attack or why. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and to control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
That's only one part of what we need Turkey to do and what Turkey has indicated some willingness to do. We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Colleagues say it appeared to have been a targeted attack. This is VOA News. Yuki Amano, head of the UN Nuclear Agency, has downplayed a media report that his agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. U.S. State Department says the IAEA has in no way given Iran responsibility for its own nuclear inspections. This comes weeks before the U.S. Congress will vote on whether to reject a nuclear monitoring accord reached between Iran and the five permanent member states of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing to comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid disbursement because Islamabad allegedly made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terror network. Aisha Tanzim has our report.
If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. This is the money reimbursed to Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reported Thursday the United States found Pakistan's operations against the Haqqanis inadequate. The U.S. embassy in Islamabad did not respond to requests for a comment on Thursday. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Far-left members of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's ruling Syriza party have broken off to form their own party after unsuccessfully trying to block passage of a $95 billion bailout package from the European Central Bank. The 25 lawmakers announced today they will create the Popular Unity Party, becoming the third largest party in Greece's 30-seat parliament. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer. Mr. Carter also said the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
And I was pleasantly surprised that that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease.
Mr. Carter says he is still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he has done almost every Sunday since he left office as president in 1981. And U.S. weather experts are saying the past July was the hottest month ever recorded and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. Areas of the hottest weather in Europe and in the Middle East. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.